Tell me about your background.
I was born in 1930 in Stamford, which is in Lincolnshire. My mother and father were a little bit older than most parents when they had me. Both of them had left school at the age of 12. Both were born in Rutland. My father was a taxi driver. I stayed in Stamford at the usual schools, the infant school, the junior school, secondary school, where I was fortunate enough to scrape through the 11-plus examination, something I'd be wholly against if I was still teaching. And then I went off to Stamford School, which was a sort of semi-public school in the sense that it had to give what they used to call scholarships to the brighter boys. Anyway, I got in there and I stayed there till I was 18. And when I was 18, as 1948, I went up to Cambridge and they said, you're just about worthy to get in, only just about worthy to get in, where I read after 18 months in the National Service. I said, I'd rather do classics. They said, your classics are not good enough, but we'll let you do English because you wrote a reasonable essay, you know, 3-hour essay or something. Anyway, in the finish, they said, well, you can do classics. So I stayed in Cambridge for 4 years, 3 years doing a degree in classics and then a year on the education diploma, B.Ed. it used to be called. And then I went to teach in the Midlands, Leicester, Loughborough and Corby in Northamptonshire for 13 years until I went very badly deaf after a lot of ineffectual operations, and I couldn't continue teaching anymore, so I came to Oxford to work for the Schools Examination Board, where I stayed for 22 years looking after ONA level examinations, among other subjects, in Latin, Greek, ancient history, and a few other things about which I knew even less. English, law, English as a foreign language. And then I left a bit early because I wasn't terribly well, left a bit early and finished in 1988. And since then, I've done nothing at all.